In Middletown, New Jersey, teachers ended their strike yesterday after 236 were jailed for contempt of court. The decision ended a bizarre week that saw mild-mannered teachers, most of them women, placed in handcuffs, dressed in prison uniforms, and put behind bars. Nancy Solomon from member station WBGO in Newark reports.
In the age-old custom of classroom organization, the Middletown teachers were carted off to jail alphabetically, starting with names beginning with A on Monday and on through to the L's and M's on Thursday.
I need the L's. Bring the L's up in front of the steps. I need the L's.
By the end of business Thursday, three judges worked simultaneously to process the 900 striking teachers. It is illegal for public employees in New Jersey to strike, and the judges said they would not allow the teachers to flout the rule of law. But the teachers, looking like soccer moms and quoting Mahatma Gandhi, refused to return to work without a contract. They milled about chatting outside the courthouse until another group of teachers were called inside. Then the crowd would part, offering encouragement to their soon-to-be-jailed colleagues. First-grade teacher Darlene Margulies prepared for jail by leaving her husband a list of what to do, arranging additional child care, and calling her mother, who didn't realize the teachers were being sent to the real jail.
We get a toothbrush, we get toothpaste, and we get a bar of soap. I said, and that's where I'm going. And my mom cried, and she was hysterical. And it's just what we have to do. And I kissed my kids this morning, told them I love them, and I'm next because they're on the L's now, and this is what I have to do.
The teachers walked off the job November 29th in a dispute that is on the surface about how much their health insurance payments would increase. But their conflict with the Middletown Board of Education goes back some 10 years, a history of bitter disputes over pay and benefits and years spent working without contracts. Even so, the swift jailings and refusal of most teachers to back down surprised parents and students.
All three of my coaches for all three of my sports are in jail. People that taught me to write, people that took care of my cuts are in jail.
Gillian Green is a senior at Middletown South High School.
They're there to help you, and they're in jail with criminals. I think kids are just shocked. Like, when I go home and I look at the list of people in the paper that are in jail, like, it's ridiculous.
Green says she supports her teachers for standing up for what they believe. But as the week ended with schools closed and parents juggling work schedules and child care, the citizens of Middletown began to lose patience. They say the average salary of $54,000 a year is plenty, even in a largely affluent suburb with a very high cost of living. This is a town that lost 37 residents in the World Trade Center and is now feeling the effects of recession. Most, like this woman who refused to give her name, had little sympathy for the teachers.
People now are not getting bonuses, they're not getting profit-sharing checks, they're losing their jobs, they're taking 20% pay cuts, and they have to, this is the real world, you have to start putting into your health care.
The teachers say they feel hurt by the lack of support among parents in Middletown. Four resigned this week, rather than choose between jail or crossing the picket line. The rest are expected to return to school, where lessons on civil disobedience and the law now have new meaning. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in Freehold, New Jersey.